The upcoming federal budget will include funding for a national school food program that will aim to provide meals to 400,000 more kids per year across the country, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Monday. Trudeau made the announcement in Toronto with Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland and Families Minister Jenna Suds as part of the Liberal government's ongoing pre-budget tour. Ottawa plans to spend $1 billion over the next 5 years on the program. While education doesn't fall under federal jurisdiction, a national program would allow Ottawa to partner up with provinces and territories, many of which are already doing the work alongside community groups. In the past year, British Columbia, Manitoba, and Nova Scotia have allocated money toward school lunches, but on-the-ground organizations have argued for a federal partner. "We're going to get this done by working together with provincial, territorial, and Indigenous partners, and expanding access to school food programs across the country," Freeland said. "And we want to get started as early as the 2024-25 school year." The Liberal government has long promised to launch such a program, and Trudeau campaigned on that pledge during the 2021 election. New Democrats have been pushing the Liberal government to fulfill that promise ahead of the federal budget, which Freeland is set to present on April 16. As cost-of-living issues continue to dominate the public discourse and the federal conservatives maintain a sizable lead over the Liberals in opinion polls, Trudeau is pitching the budget as an effort to restore fairness for younger generations. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has focused on the plight of young people in today's economy, commonly referring to millennials who continue to live with their parents because they can't afford a home. That's spurred the Liberals to try out a new strategy ahead of the budget to garner media attention, dispatching cabinet ministers to all corners of Canada to promise and promote new federal spending measures. Last week, Trudeau announced new tools aimed at renters, including a plan to work with financial institutions to make rent payments count toward a credit score. Monday's announcement on the creation of a national school food program was applauded by community and advocacy groups. "These programs can improve children's learning and mental health and reduce their risk of developing chronic disease, including heart disease and stroke," said Doug Roth, CEO of the Heart and Stroke Foundation. The Breakfast Club of Canada, which has lobbied the government for the creation of the program since 2017, also hailed the announcement. "This significant advancement marks a turning point in the country's commitment to the well-being of all children, as one in three are at risk of going to school on an empty stomach," the school nutrition organization said in a news release. According to Statistics Canada, 18% of households in 2022 reported experiencing food insecurity during the previous 12 months. The Liberal government offered few details on what a national school food program would look like and how federal funds would be allocated across the country. Suds later said many of her provincial counterparts are thrilled about the prospect of the national program and are looking to the federal government for help to expand their own initiatives. She also said the federal government is taking a flexible approach with the program so that it meets the diverse needs of different regions. "The needs are different, certainly in different parts of the country. It may be breakfast, it may be lunch, it may be snacks," Suds said. "We'll look to our partners to engage in that dialogue as to what would be of best use in these unique circumstances." During a news conference later on Monday, Poilievre called the program federal food bureaucracy and blamed the Liberal government's price on carbon for food insecurity. "My common-sense plan is to axe the carbon tax to lower the cost of food for everyone so that we can reverse the malnutrition that Justin Trudeau's 8 years have caused," Poilievre told reporters. Before the latest increase in the carbon levy on Monday, Statistics Canada estimated that carbon pricing increased the price of food by about 0.3% since its inception. Read also: National School Food Program Awaits Federal Decision. Read also: Singh pushes for national school food program during BC food security stop.